Normally we talk about high culture things on the Garage Theater, the Radio Clinic Garage Theater. But over the last week or so, some really good friends of mine that live down here, that did live down here by the Studio 54 and a half neighborhood on Main Street in downtown Janesville, Wisconsin. A couple good friends of mine, Rob and Tondra. In the spirit of our show, which is a blue collar show, this is a high culture show, the Radio Clinic Garage Theater. This is high culture, but in the spirit of our blue collar show, and there's always the crossover makeup of the two. Of the two cultures, because the high culture always seems to crap on the working culture. Rob and Tondra, really good friends of mine, really got crapped on. Really got crapped on. They had to move out of their very humble working class apartment. And I just want to mention these two guys. They're really, really decent people. And people that a place like Janesville, Wisconsin makes rocket science out of crapping on. Rob and Tondra, I wish you all the best. And they got crapped on by yet another ridiculous Scott Walker, long time crappy Janesville rubric, work rubric, job. I wish you guys the best. And here's to you, man. smokes, we're back. The Radio Clinic Garage Theater. Of course, Little Daddy did his show plan. About 10 minutes before the show is about to start. So you're going to get what you you're going to get what you paid for. which means if you're on the internet, you paid nothing. The Radio Clinic Garage Theater, which is the high culture version of the Thursday high culture version of Tuesday's blue collar show, the Lunch Bucket. And here we are. Pete, the studio cat, just entered the room to distract me. So he's carrying a dead pigeon. So apparently I bound out the window to murder a pigeon. So I will have to sort that mess out. In the meantime. Pete, the Studio 54 and a half cat, after he accomplished his mission, dragging a dead pigeon up here. I quickly ran down while we were doing this last set of music and tossed the pigeon in the Rock River. I don't know if Pete murdered the pigeon or if he's already dead. The district attorney will have to sort that out. But nonetheless, Pete the Studio Cat is now in the green room cleaning his man parts with his back leg hiked up quite high and quite proud of himself. Apparently everything is okay. So let's bring up the show plan here for the Radio Clinic Garage Theater. What do we got here this night? Live from Cool Daddy Media Studio 54.5 and from the often forgotten yet quite historic downtown Janesville, Wisconsin, or at least what the hell's left of it. I think last week I said, or at least what in the fuck is left of it. And we are about as downtown can be, right down on Main Street. It's the Radio Clinic Garage Theater. It is our 17th rendition of the Radio Clinic Garage Theater. And it's now exclusively on Cool Daddy Media Internet Radio. We are no longer affiliated with any other media portals. Cool Daddy Media, Cool Daddy Media Internet Radio, and hey, you Big Jerk Productions. It is Thursday, 25 June, 2015.
Warm winds blowing, heat and blue sky, and a road that goes forever. Been thinking about it lately, been watching some TV, been looking all around me on what has come to be, been talking to my neighbor, and he agrees with me. It's all gone crazy. Well, my wife returns from taking my little girl to school. She got beads of perspiration as she tries to keep her cool. She says that mess, it don't get no better. There's gonna come a day, someone's gonna get killed out there. And I turn to her and say, Texas. She says, what? I said, Texas. She says, what? They got big long roads out there. Warm winds blowing, heat and blue sky, and a road that goes forever. I'm going to Texas. And he swears he'll testify. He says he's been a Texan and a
place to be. It takes because no trouble here, that's the place for me. I'm gonna text her.
Culture. That's what the Garage Theater is all about. We're supposed to insert some high culture crap in this show somewhere, because little Daddy-O has bounced in and out of really lousy low culture, the underculture, the underemployed or whatever. And the high culture, due to a couple of little daddy-o's ex-wives. So we have to, it is incumbent upon us here, the Garage Theater, to insert some high culture. So all you high culture people, talk about your pets and your kids and your exercise regimens, and whatnot. So Do all you internet radio perps know what a polydactyl is? A polydactyl is a living creature, like a human or other, in this case, a cat, that has extra fingers and toes. I had a girlfriend that had 6 fingers on her hands. That's a long story. We don't want to get into that, but right now we're talking about Roxanne, the polydactyl cat. One of my ex-wives called me out of the blue. It's been quite a few years, actually. And she said, I am really tired. She was a perfectionist. Everything had to be perfect. And in the divorce settlement, I ended up with a couple of the pets, and she ended up with a couple of the pets. And lo and behold, she ended up with the poor kitty that had the multiple extra toes. Well, Roxanne, the polydactyl, and she is truly a Janesville, Wisconsin kitty, because she waited years and years ago at the house I was living in at that time with said ex-wife. She waited on that porch night after night. I kept coming by, and there she was. I'm like, hey, go away, stray cat. Another night I come back. Hey, go away. I mean, this is like 15 years ago. I mean, this is an old cat. And finally, I just gave up and let her in, and she belonged to us. She belonged to me, or maybe I belonged to her. But Roxanne, the all-black polydactyl, multiple-toed cat. Now, this is a very unique cat. And my ex-wife calls, and she calls me the other day. Still has my number. And she hunted it down. I thought I had unlisted at this point. But she hunted me down. She said, "You take this cat. It was your cat. I'm sick of this cat. It's not perfect." And let me see if I can do the arithmetic here. Cats have 5 front toes on each paw and 4 back toes on each back paw. So that's a total of 18. They have a couple less toes than a couple less digits, as we used to say in the medical world. Little Daddy worked as a medical word for many years. Little Daddy worked in the medical world for many years. Eighteen digits. The thing about Roxanne, the very unique polydactyl cat, is she has an extra foot. She has an extra foot on one of her legs. So she has, let's see the arithmetic here. She has 5 toes on the front on her left foot, 5 toes on the right, on her right foot, and then an extra foot attached to that right leg, which also has 5 toes. And then she curiously has an extra toe on each back foot, 5 in the back and 5 in the back, on the 2 back feet. So she has 25 toes. Ladies and gentlemen, good listeners, count your toes and your fingers. If you've been lucky enough to keep them all your whole life, I know a lot of you haven't. I used to work with a guy in an ambulance. Of all things, on the ambulance, he was an ambulance driver that was missing about 4 fingers. That is scary when that guy gets to your house. "Ah, I'm here to help you. I stuck my hand in a corn picker." Anyway. Oh, my God. Oh, the life of blue collar. Anyway, Roxanne has 25 toes. So my wife, apparently my wife, Roxanne's getting old, my ex-wife, doesn't like to deal with anything old or odd or anything such like that. And that's why I'm not married to her anymore. And she can't deal with the reality of life. Certainly couldn't work in a nursing home, for goodness sakes. Everyone has an odd pulse in a nursing home, my ex-wife. Certainly couldn't work there. So she brings Roxanne over to Studio 54 and a half. And she plops her in my arms. And she says, "Take this cat. It's your cat. And I've had enough of this cat." And she says, "Let me use the restroom." And I'm like, "Well, you don't have to ask. I've got like 2 restrooms here." Because this is a studio. It's not a residence. And you can certainly use the ladies' restroom here at Studio 54 and a half in Johnstown, Janesville, Wisconsin. On the 7th floor of Trading Spaces Towers, right up above Trading Spaces Bar and Grill, where Little Daddy had a few libations earlier in the night with Mary, the bartender. Bless Mary. And Mary actually knows what the hell's going on in life. Anyway, so there I was with Roxanne. In the meantime, my ex-wife, as ex-wives always will, she plopped her Gucci purse, her $700 Gucci purse, down at my feet. And she stomped off to the Studio 54 and a half restroom, ladies' restroom. And when she did that, I had Roxanne in my arms, the 25-toed polydactyl, 15-year-old kitty in my arms. And out of nowhere comes the 4.5-pound Beanie the Piddling Kitty, who does not piddle up here at Studio 54.5 because she no longer is around my ex-wife or any of my ex-wives, or she would be agitated by their nonsense. But she remembered my ex-wife, and she's only 4.5 pounds. She's a dwarf cat, and she jumped in my ex-wife's Gucci purse. And you know what she did, ladies and gentlemen. Good listeners, you know what Beanie the Piddling Kitty did. She pissed, and she pissed, and she pissed in my ex-wife's $700 Gucci purse. And right about now, my ex-wife is figuring out that Beanie the Piddling Kitty pissed in her $700 Gucci purse.
We'll be right back.
Wow, we're going totally ad lib here. My tertiary computer, which tells me if I'm actually on the internet air. one of my pals, Donna Main Street Saloon, earlier in the evening. So if this show sounds like shit, you can blame. Let me see. Do I have those guys? I wrote her all names down. Oh, yeah. No, a guy named Jake out of L.A., and Kenny, the pretender, and David. Oh, man, you guys, if my show is not working out, you can blame all those guys. On my tertiary computer that I listen to see if my show is actually running, it keeps giving me all kinds of signals, like there's some kind of bullshit problem. By the way, we're under FCC rules here. So, on the Garage Theater, this is High Culture, ladies and gentlemen. What are we talking about here? We're talking about some high culture. We were talking about polydactyl cats. That should be high culture enough for you. You really wouldn't hear about that on regular radio. These are creatures. And humans can be polydactyl, too. Have digits. Little Daddy worked in healthcare for 10 years. And they can your fingers and toes digits in healthcare. It has to be some kind of Latin-esque name. You can't like say finger and toes. You have to say, to put a band-aid on. You need to put a band-aid on the patient in cubicle 15. You need to put a band-aid on his index finger. And then you go to medical coding, and that costs about $950,000 fucking dollars. Anyway, sick man, I just put a band-aid on it. He could have done that himself. Why don't we let me play some more music here, and then Little Daddy will get his head together. Oh! I love this song.
Walk on, walk
We can advertise here on Cool Daddy Media. We are not under the auspice of some kind of non-profit or some other kind of bullshit. We can advertise. Training Spaces downstairs, 7th floor. We are on the 7th floor of Training Spaces Towers here in downtown Janesville, Wisconsin. The town that loves to crush workers. That was not always the case. This used to be a town 75 years ago. This is a town people came to try to... this is a town people came to find a new life. Not anymore. If you want to find a life here, they will make sure you are ground into the dirt with their nonsensical, ridiculous Scott Walker. This is a poster child town for Scott Walker's, Governor Scott Walker, Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker's crazy nonsense. We're going to talk about that in a little bit if I can still hang on here, because I do want to get down to ladies' night and marry the bartenders downstairs. And her boyfriend's left, so, well, you know how that works. So, as I was coming up here to do the show, her boyfriend was singing out. So, I'm just saying, maybe little Daddy-O needs to pull his itinerary together here, which he did about 5 minutes before the show started, as I aforementioned. And professional radio business. We'll be back in 5 minutes.
Now I will tell you what I've done for you. 50,000 tears I've cried, screaming, deceiving, and bleeding for you. And you still won't hear me. Don't hold your hand this time. I'll save myself.
Cool Lit Media. It is the Radio Clinic Garage Theater. Independent. What does it say here on our itinerary, on our internet radio list here? Well, live again. This week, our 17th Garage Theater show. Now, exclusively on Cool Daddy-O Media, and another broadcast from the Radio Clinic Lab at Cool Daddy-O Media, Studio 54 and a half in downtown James, Wisconsin. In case anybody cares, I am Little Daddy-O. Let me see here. We are not on internet TV tonight. Little Daddy-O just did not give a damn enough to hook that up. Not that anybody would watch it anyway. It's just me and... although, mercy, this would have been interesting to see on our internet feed. We do have an internet TV feed. I just didn't hook it up to that Ustream. Beat the 41-pound Beat the Studio 54 and a half cat just popped in the window with some kind of carcass. So that would have been interesting on from down by the Rock River. So apparently. So that would have been interesting to... that would have been interesting to see on internet TV. I bet a nickel that you're hearing the feedback from the playback on the tertiary computer, because that's the computer that tells us if we're on the air, and it's about 10 minutes behind. All right, so I'm here doing all this shit by myself, and I don't care, and we can say shit, because we're not under the auspice of FCC rules here on the Garage Theater. The Radio Clinic Garage Theater at Studio 54 and a half in downtown. Cool Daddy Media, Studio 54 and a half in downtown Janesville, Wisconsin. We are not under the auspice of FCC rules. Anyway, I've got to fix up Pete. Pete is Studio Cat, 54 and a half. Studio Cat. It's like, Jesus, Pete. He's bringing stuff back here. I'm going to have to take now whatever this carcass is here. I hope it's not a human. I'm going to have to take it down and dump it in the Rock River. Oh, I hope the DNR isn't listening. By the way, if this is all played back later in some kind of affidavit in court, tongue in cheek, hello. Hello, media Nazis, tongue in cheek. This is satire.
Let's just get right to it. Y'all ready to boogie woogie down Route 66?
Once you get into this kind of thing, hip to the timely dip.
When you take that California trip,
get your kicks out on Route 66.
That you can get your kicks up and down Route 66.
I don't think I ever finished my story about the fact that we can advertise here on Cool Daddy Media, on the Radio Clinic Garage Theater, and the Daddy's Lunch Bucket Radio Clinic, which, by the way, is heard on Tuesdays. It's been on a little bit of a hiatus since little Daddy-O shit-canned Janesville Community Radio. Way too many rules over there. They wanted to own, they were discussing owning Little Daddy's intellectual property. Good Jesus. Anybody that knows Little Daddy, would you really want to own Little Daddy's intellectual property? Nonetheless, we should talk about trading spaces downstairs, because we can advertise. They have a double cheeseburger. Where in the hell are my notes? I sound like Stan Milam now. Stan Milam from the old WCLO years ago, who has moved on, by the way. Old Stan Milam. I thought there was a double cheeseburger somewhere. Why can't I find my notes? Well, why should that surprise anyone? There it is. Yes, the double burger. Oh, double burger. Better than sex. And we're going to talk about some better than sex food. You know, when you get to little Daddy's age, there are some things that are better than sex. And one of them is the double cheeseburger downstairs, seven floors down at Trading Spaces Tavern. And we're going to talk about Jeff's Coffee Bar, too, where the food is better than sex. Because we can advertise here on Cool Daddy Media. 54 and a half. We did, if you're listening, if you're actually listening, everything's cool here. Pete Studio, 54 and a half, 41-pound beast cat is now sitting on the table where our guests wait for us to bring them on the show. And he has his leg hiked up, and he has cleaned his man part, so everything's good there. Whatever carcass he brought in here in the open window from the Rock River, little Daddy in the last music segment, ran back out downstairs, crippled as little Daddy is. Little Daddy can say that because he's over 60 years old. He can use the word crippled because he is crippled. He is fucking crippled. I am fucking crippled, and I still have to fucking work. I don't get disability. I don't get free shit from the government, or I am not. I hear a tangent coming. I hear a diatribe coming. I don't get, I'm not a church, so I don't get like tax exemption. And I'm crippled as a motherfucker. I'm blind, and I can't walk. And I still ride a motorcycle and drive an old beat up car. Bless your lucky stars, I don't park next to you. Nonetheless, where did that tangent come from? Anyway, get the double burger down at Trading Spaces. It is really good, and you'll want to get all the good chow out at Jeff's Coffee Bar. Also in Jameson's accounts. Anyway, I want to talk about earlier, if you're listening to the show and you actually follow through and you skim through it, or you fast forward through it. Earlier I was talking about my ex-wife. One of my ex-wives coming here with one of my cats that she no longer wanted because it just didn't fit her. It just didn't fit her her lifestyle anymore. The poor kitty's old. Yeah, but that's why she got rid of me. I just dropped my notes, so I was bending down to pick them up. That's why my ex-wife got rid of me, because I might be a liability. She wouldn't lose the house if I had, like, one more fucking stroke. So anyway, we were supposed to talk about, we were talking about earlier in the show that my ex-wife came with a cat, Roxanne, who has 25 toes. Normally cats have 18 toes. This is high culture, people. This is your high culture version of Cool Daddy Media Radio Clinic Garage Theater on Thursday nights. The blue collar stuff, we'll just sit around on Tuesdays and talk about, you know, like chicks and stuff, and just go, you know, like every other word will be like fuck, 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 fuck. But tonight we were talking about some high culture stuff, and in the veterinarian world and the animal world, when in the life world, if you have more than the normal, whatever normal is, number of digits on your hands, paws, or feet, you were called a polydactyl. So my wife, my ex-wife, who does not like anything imperfect, and besides, the poor creature is getting old and, you know, in the geriatric world, so she brings said creature, poor Roxanne, with her 25 toes, and by the way, 5 feet, just 4 legs, but one of her legs, she has 2 feet. I suppose I should have called the Cornell University many years ago that researches felines, but I didn't have time. I was working at the time, 15 years ago, I was working a shitty Wisconsin blue collar job long before Scott Walker, current Governor Scott Walker, and his shitty blue-collar scheme. Anyway, my wife brought Roxanne here the other day, thrust the poor beast into my arms, went to the restroom at Studio 54 and a half, the ladies' restroom, because we're pretty high class here. We have 2 restrooms, men's and a women's. And out of nowhere came Beanie the Pinley Kitty. And my wife and my ex-wife had left her $700 Gucci purse at my feet. Some kind of theatrical thing, of course, that all women do. Sorry, girls, if you're listening, but you know what I'm talking about. Girls downstairs, trading spaces, worked a bar, would highly agree with me, I'm thinking. Anyway, Beans, Beanling, Getty, she's only 4 pounds. She's a dwarf. She's a freak. She's a freak of nature. But she hasn't had any problems since she's been away from all my ex-wives. And she uses her box diligently. But as soon as she got her name, because when she was with my ex-wife, she didn't behave bathroom-wise. And as soon as my ex-wife, there you go, there's a Freudian slip. As soon as my ex-wife showed up, threw her Gucci purse on the floor at my feet at the door of Studio 54 and a half, and you guys that have been up here know there's big, great, big old huge doors here. Anyway, Beanie the Piddling Kitty jumped in my wife's Gucci $700 Gucci purse and proceeded to, and you know what she did, piddle on my wife's $700 purse. And my wife picked her purse when she got back from the restroom. She said, "I won't be back." And we all looked at her like, well, that's just fine with us. But no, we all said, well, thanks for popping in, and we'll take good care of Roxanne, the multiple-toed polydactyl that you no longer want because she's old. Just like you no longer want little daddy because he's old and a liability. And she went out the door. I'm thinking about 20 minutes later, she figured out that Beanie the Piddling Kitty had done some real damage to that $700 Gucci purse. And little daddy-o was, by that time, sitting on the futon up here with 7-4 Sally, a friend of little daddy-o's. And little daddy-o said, "Good kitty. Very good kitty." Radio Clinic Garage Theater. It is Thursday night. That is when we do the High Culture Radio Clinic Garage Theater. It's, according to the computer world clock, it is 11:36 p.m. Central Time, worldwide Central Time, on the 25th of June, 2015. All right, gentlemen, put those hands together for your next dancer up on stage, San Antonio, and her song choice, Easy Lover. And fellas, don't forget to tip your dancers, bartenders, and waitresses.
Thank you.
Radio Clinic Garage Theater. Show 17, by the way. Thursday, 25 June 2015. That is the military way of saying time. Thursday, 25 June 2015. Never been in the military, or never been in Europe, or anywhere besides the United States, you don't know that. Thursday, 25 June 2015. Normally you would say Thursday, June 25th, 2015. But when I was in the military back about 40 years ago, they insisted that we use the Thursday, 25 June 2015. You put the date before the month. And that's also the European way of, and other parts of the world, European and Asian way of saying the date, international way of saying the date. So a little Daddy got internationalized. People that never served in the military wouldn't know that. And they don't give a shit anyway. By the way, we can swear here because we don't have any rules here. Daddy pays a fee. Not to give a shit. I got to take my headphones off because I got my tertiary computer on here and I can hear myself. I'm about 5 minutes late on the Radio Glenny Garage Theater Show 17, Thursday, 25 June 2015. What the hell were we talking about? There in Janesville, Wisconsin. You'll see a lot of crap. You will see a lot of shit about this on the internet, on Gazette Extra, the newspaper record in Janesville, Wisconsin, Janesville Gazette. They have a website called Gazette Extra. I'm sorry, but it really sucks. It was actually a pretty good, when I was in Iraq in 2006 and 2008, that was a much better website. They let it fall apart, be that as it may. Nonetheless, what's left of it, you will see I can't think of the word. I'm looking for have all these great words. When I'm at work at my blue-collar jobs, I can't think of these words, but anyway, you will, what the hell are we talking about here? We're talking about, you're going to see a lot of crap in the next few days about the, and you always do, in the last 3 or 4 years, 5 years, maybe longer. There's a church here in, I'm not going to mention the name of the church. You look it up, ladies and gentlemen. They do the fireworks here in Janesville, Wisconsin for free. And out there off of Highway 14 on the north side of Janesville. This is a big church. It reminds me of one of those churches when I lived in Dallas, Texas. These great huge churches that took on like an old car dealership that went bankrupt, and the big glassy storefront and all that. Anyway, there's a big church here in Janesville, Wisconsin. They're doing fireworks and what do they call it? The Freedom Fest. And there are skeptics that call that proselytizing. Proselytizing means that you are sticking your faith up everybody's ass. And but all the good folks in Janesville will be out there, because they have been over the last 3 years, watching all the free shit. And but guess what? There's not out there. There's no alcohol out there. Jeez. Who'd seen that coming? Anyway, I wish them well. Bless their hearts. Always up in the last 5 or 6 years, upstaging the city fireworks, that church out there on Highway 14, and their Freedom Fest. I will comment that it's interesting. I was thinking about the, I'm guessing they're, I don't know how conservative a church they are. It's interesting. You've got really liberal churches and really conservative churches. But here's the deal. Churches don't pay taxes. And I've noticed that the flaming liberals I've been connected with all the, like the nonprofit organizations I have worked with, they don't work. So they don't pay taxes either. So you have these, a lot of people associate, there are lots of liberal churches, but a lot of times people affiliate churches with like some kind of right-wing conservative religious type stuff. But they don't pay taxes. And you have the liberal element in our politics. And most of them don't work. They don't pay taxes either. So there's this like weird bonding between these two creepy groups. I don't want to be like my uncle. I don't want to be like my uncle Danny and be like, hey, get a fucking job. But anyway, in that line, I bet you nickel the latest crowd at the Freedom Fest, the people that put that together, if they're as conservative as I think they are, they would be all excited about the new, under your noses, they got their Trans-Pacific Partnership passed. And everybody's like, wah, wah, wah. Oh, Bob, why do you worry about that? Because what few jobs we have here in Janesville, and Daddy-O just got a new job. Daddy-O got a new job, and everybody's nice to him there. And Daddy-O gets breaks and lunches. Wow. What a concept. And they just passed the Scott Walker, Barack Obama, and Paul Ryan. Representative Paul Ryan, they just shoved through their, and they're all Republicans and Democrats, they're all traitors, and they passed their Trans-Pacific Partnership, which means more jobs will go to third world crappy countries. So with that in mind, and you know the Freedom Fest, they always play the Star Spangled Banner. But I bet those good conservatives at that church on Highway 14 are salivating at the fact that the Trans-Pacific Partnership and Paul Ryan and Scott Walker and Barack Obama, what a unholy alliance, sending more jobs to China while nobody's paying attention. Let's celebrate that more jobs to China and all kinds of third world countries.
Ladies and gentlemen, please rise and join Huey Lewis and the News in singing our national anthem.
The
And there you have it, the Radio Clinic Garage Theater celebrating more jobs to China and third world countries in the Pacific area around China. Oh, mercy. Under your fucking noses, you lame motherfuckers. We need to... Where are we at here? The Radio Clinic Garage Theater. Show 17. Thursday, 25 June, 2015. What the heck were we going to talk about? Where the hell is my show plan? I sound like Harry Curry. Oh, holy smokes. You know, I need to get downstairs. I need to get downstairs at Trading Spaces. Because one of my pals is down there. And I think I've had enough of this crap for one night. Ah, we're looking for a song to close out this this debauchery here. Oh, I know what I was going to do. We were supposed to read, we were supposed to read some nonsense that little daddy-o posted on the useless, absolutely useless social media portal. Here we go. And before I do this, because I got to have my closer. Oh, here we go. All right. I've got my two songs right next to each other. So, we're getting out of here. We're going downstairs. And we're going to meet up with 7-4 Sally, who works here at Cool Daddy Media Studio 54 now. She's downstairs with all her girlfriends, and little Daddy is going to pop down there and meet up with her. We're reading from little Daddy's Facebook post. Now, Lil Daddy-O has been accused of being a flaming right-winger. A flaming right-winger. It's all right, so you accusation-esque idiots. Here is a post from Lil Daddy-O on the useless Facebook portal. Scotty Walker versus Dwight D. Eisenhower. And a little editorial here. I bet half you people have no idea who Dwight D. Eisenhower was. Scotty Walker versus Dwight D. Eisenhower. He was nicknamed Ike. Dwight D. Eisenhower Ike. For Republican presidential nomination, Governor Wisconsin Governor Scotty Walker's run for president. Half the people in Wisconsin don't even know that. There was a president from actually North Texas named Dwight D. Eisenhower, and he had quite a stellar military career during World War II. A war that my father served in, then I served in the Cold War, which is, little Daniel served in the Cold War, which is after, which was after World War II. So World War II really lasted like 60 years. So all you guys over at Chainsville Community Radio that were making fun of me for being a veteran on the Open Mic podcast, you can shove it up your ass. Anyway, Scotty Walker versus Dwight D. Eisenhower, Ike. They called him Ike. For Republican presidential nomination, We're gonna pit Scotty Walker versus Dwight D. Eisenhower, Ike, for Republican presidential nomination. So this is like a fantasy thing, like they did with the NFL football, you know, where they tried to, years ago, nobody would remember this, but ESPN, especially stupid People Network, tried to take old football games and match them up with newer games. Anyway, Scotty Walker versus Dwight D. Eisenhower. Dwight D. Eisenhower for Republican presidential nomination. Scotty promises jobs that never come. Yeah, he promised 250,000 jobs, they never come. Ike, Dwight D. Eisenhower, he administers over the greatest middle-class job expansion in history in the 1950s. Scotty, he has the pool boy kill a wasp's nest. While Ike leads the world in fighting Adolf Hitler in World War II, and later fighting world communism, Scotty celebrates sending American jobs to fascist and communist countries. Ike languishes at keeping the industrial military complex in check while building an American economic superpower in America. Yep, slam dunk. Well, the Facebook rabble unanimously chooses, hands down, Scotty Walker to be our next president, not Dwight D. Eisenhower. So, what do we got going on here? Hey, anybody remember Sting? Radio Clinic Garage Chatter. I got to get the hell out of here. What the hell time is it? It is 12. Oh, no, it's 12 o'clock. It's midnight on Thursday night, 25 June 2015. The Radio Clinic Garage Chatter. Let me get my headphones off here. I need to get the hell out of here. Enough of this crap. What should we exit with here? I think I talked about enough nonsense. You know what? What a way to end this show. Yeah, let's do this. All right, the Radio Clinic Garage Theater, show 17, Thursday, 25 June, 2015. That's not what I wanted to enter, exit with. Here we go. Spock, Scotty, they're both dead. Leonard Nimoy and James Doohan, dead.
Scott, check out what's late, Captain.
I'm glad they left.
We should have left those false-faced goons in the transporter. That's right where they belong.
Scotty.
Non-existence. Now they can study the Enterprise, add our technology to theirs, change the balance of power. You've jeopardized the Federation!
Scotty, Mr.
Keep your fucking hands off me. Just keep away. Your feelings might be hurt, you green-blooded half-breed.
May I say that I have not thoroughly enjoyed serving with humans. I find their illogic and foolish emotions a constant irritant.
Then transfer out, freak! Selma! Spock! Study! Spock!
Spock!
Spock! You're half human! What are we saying? What are we doing to each other?
Fascinating. A result of stress.
We've been under stress before. It's never set us at each other's throats. This is war.
There isn't any war.
Or is there?
Have we forgotten how to defend ourselves?
What's happening to us?
We've been trained to think in other terms. And war, we've been trained to fight it. Causes if necessary. Then why are we behaving like a group of savages?
Look at me.
Look at me.
Two forces aboard this ship, each of them equally armed. Has a war been staged for us, complete with weapons and ideology and patriotic drum beating, even
Spock.
Even race hatred.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Radio Clinic Garage Theater, show 17, Thursday, 25 June 2015. Sorry I took liberties. Open Mic Podcast, guys. But that's how it goes in media. See you next week, maybe. Then I'll get hit by a bus.
Red, white, and blue.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Radio Clinic Garage Theater.